الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين، لا شريك له، وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. صدق الله العظيم. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رسول الله، ما هذه الأضاحي؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم صلوات الله وسلامه عليه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام، elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's Jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel, akram min kulli kareem, greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory, more mighty than anything with might, more majestic than anything with majesty, more generous than anything with generosity. Everything around us is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every shay. Mufassirin explain what is shay. They say ma siwallah. Everything besides Allah is makhluq. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى ألا إن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. It is His creation. It is a manifestation of His ahadiyat, His samadiyat, His jabariyat. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Say unto them, He is Allah. And Allah describes Himself, Allah is Ahad. Allah is one. This is literal translation, Allah is one. But ulama ikram explain, they say this translation, Allah is one, doesn't do justice to what ahad means. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. A more appropriate translation is that Allah is yakta, Allah is unique, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing that is like Allah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. اللَّهُ الصَّمَد. Allah is totally, completely independent of this entire creation. We heard in the Fajr Salah, the verse of the Qur'an, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us in the Qur'an of a great Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. When it comes to incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The nations of the past, when the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam were presented to them, they said, أَسَاتِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. These are tales, these are fairy tales, these are stories that are being made up of the people of the past. Allah says that this is not the case. In the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is ibrat, is lesson, li ulil albab, for the people of intelligence. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, such is the importance that the Quran accords to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Mufassirin mentioned that this is that Nabi 77 times in the Quran Allah mentions his name. Over and above that, in how many other places Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned. The point we are making, like we heard in the Fajr Salah, where Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The objective of each and every one of us in this world. Allah has created everything, Allah has created us. We are makhluk, we are Allah's creation. Allah Ta'ala says with regards to the manifestation of His Qudrat to the material world, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says we have created whatever is in this world, the glitter and glamour, the lights, the attraction of this world, the material aspect of this world. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. We have beautified it, we have made it attractive. Not so that your heart becomes immersed in this dunya. Not so that your heart becomes attached to the material things of this world. What is the objective? Allah says, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. What is the meaning of this literal translated? Who will beautify his actions? Allah says your heart should not become attached with dunya. Do not fall into the trap of the glitter and glamour and attraction of this dunya, because we are testing you. Literal translation, what is the objective? Who will beautify his actions? What is the underlying meaning of this? Referring to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, what is the objective? Why should the heart not become attached to this? Because this heart belongs to Allah. This heart is to become the arsh of Allah. In the womb of the mother, when that one droplet, one cell, what is the size of the cell to make us understand the extent of Allah's qudrat and power? Where did this insan originate from? Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj nabtalihi faj'alnahu sami'an basira. Allah says we created this insan from a mingling of sperm, from a mixture of water. What was the size of the one cell where you and I originated from? It is said if you take a centimeter, divide it into 100 million parts, it will give you an idea of where we started from. One droplet of water, one cell, centimeter divided into 100 million parts. Where did this creation take place? Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. What at one time was one cell, in the space of 9 months is brought forth 100 million times bigger, 6 billion times heavier, this insan. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creators. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqweem. Allah says we created you in the best of forms. What was the first thing that was created? The first thing that Allah creates is the heart. This is why ulama say the heart is older than the rest of the body. What is the message behind this? That this heart has to become the arsh of Allah. This heart has to be brimming over with the love of Allah. This heart has to recognize the greatness and the azmat of Allah. This is the objective. This is the objective of this entire life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created insan, I have not created jinnat for any other purpose. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except that they worship Allah. أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, that they make the ma'rifat of Allah. What does this mean? يَعْرِفُونَ. Introduce into this heart Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. Attractions of this world are there. Coming back to what we were saying earlier, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, literally translated, who will beautify his actions? What is the underlying meaning? Who will hand this heart over to Allah? This is why when this question was put to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal Islam, that Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam? Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam? Today you ask a little child, what is Islam? They will say, Islam is to read Kalima. Islam is to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Islam is to be recognized as a Muslim. This is the outward, this is the surface. What is the reality of Islam? Mal Islam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Antusallima qalbaka lillah. Antusallima qalbaka lillah. To hand your heart over to Allah. For this heart to become Allah's. And this is what we find manifest in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Idh ja'a rabbahu biqalbin salim. Idh ja'a rabbahu biqalbin salim. A day is coming. A day is coming, my respected brothers. The clock of our life is ticking. We have come to another Zulhijjah. We have come to another Eid. On the one hand, this is a day of happiness. This is a day of joyousness. This is Eid that was given to the Ummah. Inna li kulli ummatin Eida. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every Ummah will have an Eid. This is our Eid. This day of the 10th of Zulhijjah is our Eid. It is a day of joyousness. It is a day of celebration. It is also a wake-up call. It is also a reminder, another hallmark, another reminder of the passage of our life. Many of us on the day of Eid are in the practice of visiting the graveyards. We visit our deceased that have passed away. That also is to remind us that the inevitable time is coming. That day is coming which Quran speaks of. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ Allah says, we will open up your heart. We will open up your heart and we will reveal what is in this heart. Objective and purpose of this life, my respected brothers, is to hand our heart over to Allah. Is to bring Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal in this heart. And this is why we find in the Quran, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is the lesson. When Allah Ta'ala refers to this Nabi, what does Allah say? Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa walam yaku minal mushrikeen. One personality, one Nabi, such maqam, such status Allah gives him. Where Allah refers to this one person as an ummat. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan. Qanitan, obedient. Lillahi hanifa. Ibrahim alayhi salam had handed himself over to Allah. Hanifa. With his heart had no other attachment but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen. They are those who are familiar with the Arabic language amongst us. It should have been walam yakum minal mushrikeen. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen. When the verb is brought in a shortened form, it emphasizes the meaning. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen. There wasn't even an iota of shirk or attachment of ghairullah in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen. Shakiran li an'umi. This itself also is ajeeb. Unfortunately, when it comes to the Arabic language, when it comes to Quran, it is difficult. This is afsahul kalam. This is the most eloquent of speech. This is Allah's kalam. Al-makhluk la yaqdiru ala mithli hadha al-kalam. The makhluk cannot produce kalam like this. Shakiran li an'umi. Allah does not say li na'ma'ihi, li an'umi. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the quality which Quran brings our attention to, shakiran, he was very, very grateful. This is mubalagha, emphasis, extremely grateful. Li an'umi, not li na'maihi. What does this mean? Even for the small, tiny ni'mats and bounties and favors of Allah. Consider, Quran invites us, wafi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Look within yourself. Recognize the favors of Allah. Express your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This fingernail. How many of us have pondered over our fingernail? 100 trillion cells. The blood in our body is 24 million blood cells. in the body of this human, 24 trillion blood cells in the body of this human being, plus minus. Every second, 7 million of these blood cells are dying. Allah has placed such a system, every second, 7 million are replaced. Those that die, what is their qabristan? If you leave something dead inside, it will rot. So Allah has put such a system in place that the blood cells that have died are taken out of the body through this fingernail. This tiny fingernail. This whole hand is useless without the fingernail. Like that, the blinking of the eyelid. Like that, the eyelashes. Like that, the movement of the fingers. Shakiran li an'umit. Tiny, tiny ni'mats and bounties of Allah. Time is limited. There's no time to go into the detail. Allah brings our attention to this quality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was extremely appreciative of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shakiran li an'umi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratim mustaqim. Allah says we chose him and we guided Ibrahim alayhi salam to the straight path. Wa atainahu fid dunya hasana. We gave him the good of this world. Wa innahu fil akhirati lamina salihin. And in the akhirat also, he will be of the pure, of the elevated of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the point we want to make, my respected brothers. What was the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Quran repeatedly speaks about? Hanifa. Hanifa. To break down the ties, the allegiance, the reliance, the dependence of every ghair of Allah. Hanifa. And make this heart purely for Allah. Purely for Allah. And this, because this quality was so manifest in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, look at the accolade, look at the honor, look at the distinction which Allah gives this Nabi. Thumma uhayna ilayk anittabi' millata Ibrahim hanifa wama kana minal mushrikeen. Allah addresses Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi. Allah addresses him in the Quran. Thumma uhayna ilayk, that, oh my beloved, we commanded you to follow millata Ibrahim, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah does not say millata Nuh, millata Yunus, millata Musa, millata Isa, that, oh my Nabi, follow the way of Nuh alayhi salam, or Yunus alayhi salam, or Isa alayhi salam, or Musa alayhi salam. One Nabi Allah singles out like this. Thumma uhayna ilayk anittabi' millata Ibrahima. That, oh my Nabi, we are commanding you, follow the way of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what quality particularly of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Hanifa. His heart belonged only to Allah. His heart belonged only to Allah. Tests came, trials came, tribulations came. He went through the batti, he went through the chakki, he went to the grinding mill of this dunya. In different ways, Allah tested this Nabi. Allah Ta'ala says, follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hanifa. Hanifa means there was no other allegiance and reliance in this heart. There was no other dependence in this heart. The focus and qibla of the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had become only Allah. And when Allah Ta'ala mentions Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa walam yakun minal mushrikeen. Allah says he was not a mushrik. There was no sign of shirk in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And again, after commanding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, again Quran says, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. There was no shirk in the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. That day is coming. Allah says, we will open this heart. That day is coming. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Bring that heart which is pure. Bring that heart that is salamat. Bring that heart that has been cleansed of every allegiance, every reliance. When the question was put to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَلْ إِسْلَامِ. What is Islam? What did my Nabi say? أَن تُسَلِّمَ قَلْبَكَ لِلَّهِ. Hand this heart over to Allah. Science is there. Technology is there. The forces of batil are there. The invitations are there around us. Tests and tribulations and trials will come. The question is, where does this heart turn? In which direction does this heart turn? This is the sabak. This is the lesson of this day of Qurbani. The take the thermometer. Take the yardstick, take the thermometer, take the torch and shine it on this heart. In which direction is my heart going? Our very wujud in this world was rocked. Halat and conditions from every direction. What is the objective behind this? This is Allah's imtihan. This is Allah's test. Because Khaliq is Allah, Creator is Allah, Malik is Allah, Owner is Allah also. And Allah says, we will test you. We will test you. The beloved of Allah, the chosen of Allah, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were tested. You also will be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ Allah says, we tested the nations of the past. The chosen of Allah also were tested. And what was the object? You also will be tested. What is the objective? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا Who is truthful? Who is truthful in this claim? What claim? Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen la sharika lah wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. Tell them, verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, my wujud, every aspect of my existence, lillahi rabbil alameen, belongs to my Allah. Ya Allah, I belong to you. My wealth belongs to you. Whatever you have given me belongs to you. Ya Allah, you gave it to me, I will make your shukr. Ya Allah, you take it away from me, I will make sabr. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ Allah says, this is what you were commanded. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And I have handed myself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to this practice of passing the knife over the neck of the animal on this day of Qurbani, Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the companions asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah? Then, O Nabi of Allah, what is the significance of this? Why has Allah commanded us? Many, many times, my respected brothers, like I said, time is very limited. But many times in the past we have mentioned, let us not be ritualistic Muslims. Let us not be going through the motions. Understand the haqqaiq. Understand the reality. Understand the hidden significance. Understand the underlying meaning behind the commands of Allah. What does Allah want from us? What does Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want from us? This question they put to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is this qurbani? Is it just taking a life? Is it just passing the knife over the neck of the animal? What is the objective? What is matloob? What is the underlying meaning? What is the haqiqat? What is the reality? Allahu Akbar. May all our lives be sacrificed upon our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautifully, this entire masla is summed up in three words. In three words, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every Muslim, whether it is the Haji on the plains of Mina, whether it is the Muslim scattered throughout the entire world, through this appeal of our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are reminded that on this day, Yawmun Nahar, on this day, the 10th of Zulhijjah, each year, turn the clock of your mind, turn the clock of your heart backwards, turn it back 4,000 years, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam, and revisit this great spectacle, this great lesson, this great reminder of this pukar, of this call of the Quran, that Inna Salati wa Nusuki wa Mahyaya wa Mamati Lillahi Rabbil Alameen, my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, everything belongs to Allah. Through this great Nabi of Allah, more than at the age of 84 plus minus, at the age of 84 plus minus, the return or the recompense of more than 60 years of dua. How much of dua he must have made? This was ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. This was shakiran li an'umi. This was اجتباهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Accolade upon accolade Allah places upon this Mubarak Nabi. This is that Nabi that Allah elevated to such a level that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of Allah's creation, all the Anbiya put together on one side, the greatest of Allah's creation, there is no comparison with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ba'das Khuda Buzurg, after Allah in greatness, in majesty, in beauty, in perfection, the final word, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet what does he say? He says, Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim alayhi salam. I am the result of the dua of my father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Such a Nabi, such maqam, such status. He didn't make dua one time, not two times, not three times. More than 60 years. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Oh Allah, give me a pious child. Oh Allah, bless me with a pious child. Oh Allah, bless me with pious offspring. Today we make dua for 1-2 days. Allah naheem sun rahe. We say Allah is not listening to us. My dua is not being answered. Great lesson we have to learn. And like that, so many lessons there are in the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Why didn't Allah accept his dua the first day? What was the need for 60 years for you and I to learn? That every dua is being accepted by Allah. In halat and conditions, turn to Allah. We have desires. We have things that we want. Place our need before Allah. Turn to Allah and do not become desolate. Do not become despondent. My Nabi said, every dua you make, Allah will accept. Till you don't say that I have made dua and Allah is not accepting me. He says, till you are not hasty, every dua Allah accepts. Such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the kindness of Allah. Such is the compassion of Allah. Nevertheless, according to Muarrikheen, round about the age of 84, after more than 60 years of dua, Allah Ta'ala blesses him with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. In Urdu, what they say, burhape ke aulad dil ko pakar lete. The child that comes in old age, there is a special attachment, special love with that child. The command comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What command? That Ibrahim take, there was Sarah, there was Umm Madian, there were other wives that he had, they were elderly. But the command comes, take the young wife, Hajar, the princess of Egypt, 20, 22, 23 years of age, prime of her youth, take her, take the son that was the result of more than 60 years of dua, and make hijrat. Ya Allah, what is the destination? Jibreel is sent in a human form. According to riwayat, historical riwayat, the levity ulama have given is much more than normal riwayat and narrations. Based on a few of those narrations, Jibreel is sent in a human form on one camel. On the other camel is Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar, and the newborn Ismail, this family. The journey begins from Philistine. Approximately 1 month's journey by camel, 1500 kilometers plus minus. Until they reach a place, one side Jabal Marwa, one side Jabal Safa, one side Jabal Abi Qubais, one side, today it is called Jabal Umar or Jabal Hindi, at that time whatever name, in front of Babul Fatah of the Haram, that mountain. Mountains in every direction, black arid desert. No crops, no vegetation, no livelihood. A place, Makkah Mukarramah, not Makkah Mukarramah of today, but Makkah Mukarramah of 4,000 years ago, which Quran describes, بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. No sign of life or vegetation or fruit or water in any direction. Absolutely desolate. Desert climate, extreme arid heat of the desert. Allah commands Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that leave your wife and leave the newborn baby and return back to Philistine. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Allah says, remember that time When Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam, Aslim, bring Islam, literal translation. My Nabi was asked, what is Islam? أن تسلم قلبك لله, hand your heart over to Allah. سمعنا وأطعنا, whatever is the command of Allah, regardless of your temptations, regardless of your desires, regardless of your ambitions, hand yourself over to the command of Allah. What was the shiar of this Nabi? What was the symbol of this Nabi? What was the sabak of this Nabi? Quran attests, أسلمتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I have handed myself over to رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. No shikwa, no shikayat, no objection whatsoever. Leave them and return. As Ibrahim alayhi salam is turning back to go towards Philistine, imagine what must have passed through the heart of that father. 84 years of age, more than 60 years of dua, leaving behind his young wife, leaving behind the newborn child in a place with no sign of livelihood in any direction. It was Allah's command, so he handed himself over to Allah's command as he is returning. Hajar, the command had come, no explanation is to be given. She is confused. That Ibrahim, where are you going? How is it that you are abandoning us? Have I wronged you? Have I hurt you? Have I offended you? Why are you doing this? She was a mother, concerned for her child, concerned for herself. The pain of separation from her husband. She clings to the kurta of Ibrahim alayhi salam, entreating, begging, following behind him. Right up till Quday, 3 or 4 kilometers outside Makkah Mukarrama. And then suddenly it dawns upon her, this is a Nabi of Allah. He will not commit zulm. He will not commit oppression of any form. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were the height of akhlaq and character. So the thought dawns on the heart of Hajar. Allahu amaraka bihada. Allahu amaraka bihada. O Ibrahim, is this Allah's command? Contextualize this. Understand the veracity of this expression. Ibrahim, you are going to leave me here. You are abandoning me. There is no ins or anis, no companion, no source of livelihood, no food or water, no protection, no shelter from the arid climate of the desert. In reality, this is almost a death sentence. And that too with your newborn child. Ibrahim, is this Allah's command? Allahu amaraka bihada. So that the Muslim of the 14th century of Islam, so that every reciter of Kalima to come till Qiyamah, this sabak, this lesson to be taught, your logic, your science, your technology, your understanding, your perception, what society is saying, all on one side. On the other side, Allah's command. The temptation for riba will be there. The temptation for lies will be there. The temptation for cheating will be there. The temptation to earn your livelihood in a haram way will be there. Under the guise of science and protection, you will be told, abandon the masjid. Abandon Allah's command. Go in this direction, go in that direction. All sorts of tests and trials will come. One side logic, one side science, one side technology, one side ambition, one side desire, one side attraction of this dunya, other side Allah's command, other side Allah's command. Ibrahim, Allahu amaraka bihada. Has Allah commanded you with this? Ibrahim alayhi salam nods in affirmation that yes, this is Allah's command. He nods ishara, indication. And what happens? A new Hajar is born. A new Hajar is born. Mother of this ummah, grandmother of this ummah, from this progeny is to come Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mountain of hilm, mountain of sabr, mountain of patient perseverance. What is her reaction? Ibrahim, is this Allah's command? He nods in affirmation. Idhan layyudhayyan Allah. Then, if this is Allah's command, there will only be khayr, there will only be barakah, there will only be benefit. Allah will never abandon us. Then Ibrahim, you may go. The same Ibrahim being flung into the fire. There no dua. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the best of protectors. This command, this qurbani, this sacrifice was so hard upon him that as he traverses beyond Quday, climbs up the hill, then goes down so that the wife and child are no longer visible. At that time he raises his hands in dua. Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytikal muharram rabbana liyuqimus salah faj'al af'idatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum minath thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. Allahu akbar, what a dua. No translation can do justice to the dard, the pain, the cry, the entreaty in the heart of this elderly father, this Nabi of Allah. Rabbana, O my Rabb, O my Allah. It wasn't my desire. It wasn't even my inclination. Ya Allah, it was your command. Inni askantu min dhurriyati. My entire zurriyat and progeny, I am leaving them behind. Biwadin ghayri dhi zara, in this land without vegetation. Inda baytikal muharram. Ya Allah, in the surrounding of your Baytul Muharram, of Kaabatullah, there was no physical Kaabatullah even that time. Rabbana liyuqimus salah. First concern of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam was deen, was the establishment of Allah's command. Rabbana liyuqimus salah. And if we take no other lesson, take this lesson. Listen to this dua that the Quran has recorded for posterity. This is Allah's kalam. Rabbana liyuqimu salah. Rabbana liyuqimu salah. Ya Allah, establish salah. Ya Allah, let this family come upon salah. And then what will happen? Faj'al afidatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum minath thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. Ya Allah, on the barakat of your command, the whole world will turn towards this place. The thamarat and barakat and risk and sustenance of the whole world will come here. Protection will come. Kaabatullah will be established. Thousands, if not millions of hujjaj, year in, year out, are coming to that Mubarak place. Behind that was what? Was this dua, was this qurbani, was this submission to Allah's command, was handing themselves over to Allah. Pandemic may come, virus may come, tests and trials and tribulations may come, for the sake of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, do not abandon salah. Do not abandon the masjid. Do not abandon Allah's deen, Allah's shariat. There is no greater protection than the protection Allah has kept in His command. Rabbana liyuqimu salah. It is not coincidence. He's leaving them no food, no drink, no companion, no livelihood, no protection. Yet what is the first thing he makes dua for? Ya Allah, protect them. Ya Allah, send rains down, send man and salwa from Jannat for them. He makes dua for risk, for sustenance, for protection, for security. But first dua, Rabbana liyuqimus salah. Take this sabak. Take this lesson if you take no other lesson, my respected brothers. Test, trials, tribulations will come. Do not abandon the masjid. Do not abandon salah. Do not abandon Allah's command. Imagine what must have passed upon Sayyidina Hajar alayhi salam. Time is limited, my respected brothers, and words cannot do justice to this incident. After all, it was a mother. As the sun set on that night, in the darkness, no shelter, no one to share her pain with, what she must have passed through, pain of separation from Ibrahim alayhi salam, concern for this little baby that is with her. As the supplies ran out, as the darkness descended, total pitch blackness. No one to share her pain with, no one to give her solace, no one to give her comfort, no one for her to even talk to. The next day, as the curtain of the night dropped, and the arid climate of the desert came to the fore, and the burning sun started rising so that the rocks became hot, the sand became hot, tepid heat in every direction which sapped the very essence of livelihood from them. How the arms of that mother must have pained. Where could she have put her child down? When the child was sobbing, young infant will sob in that instance. Whose comfort did she take? Who did she turn to? Even when she wanted to place the child down, where could she have placed that child down? Like this, 2 or 3 days pass. Like I said, time is limited. We can't go into the details. But Chashmat Tasawwur, use our imagination. What our mother must have went through. Finally, the crunch point comes. The brink of starvation. No direction to turn now. She could not bear to see that child dying in front of her. So she places the child down. Now, as an act of desperation, there was no spring, there was no water, there was no companion in the direction of Safa or in the direction of Marwa. But as an act of desperation, she goes towards Safa, climbs onto the mountain to look beyond. Is there anyone? Is there any help? Is there anyone she can turn to for assistance? From Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa. 7 times like this. Allah loved this so much that Allah commanded every Nabi. Allah commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah commanded the Sahaba. Allah commanded the Sulaha, the Atqiyah to come till Qiyamah, that bring alive the Sunnah of the mother of the Ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finally, at the end of the 7th circuit, when she reaches Marwa, it's not a case that this number 7 was coincidental. She had reached the end. There was no more strength. There was no more energy. Everything had been sapped. One last desperate gaze towards the child. I will die here. My child will die there. She could not bear to see the child in the throes of death. So from a distance, one last gaze. And she sees an apparition, what appears to be a person with the child. Sometimes when a lantern is about to blow out, it gets a renewed extension and it bursts into flame. Like that, a burst of energy, that who is that with my child? As she rushes from the feet of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, the water is flowing. The natural reaction, zam zam, zam zam, Abrani, the language was Abrani at that time. Zam zam, which means stop, stop. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, may Allah have mercy upon my mother. If she didn't say this, Allah would have made this a river or a stream. Allah would have made this an ocean that would have covered the entire Arabian Peninsula. But it was Allah's hikmat, Allah's taqdeer. Zam zam, she said, stop. Miraculously, the ummah was given zam zam. People from the Jurhum tribe who were passing by, they saw the birds and they came and settled there. 1 year later, Ibrahim alayhi salam is given permission to come and visit this family. As Ibrahim alayhi salam comes, imagine, as a young wife, how many times with a look of desperation and pain and longing she must have looked at the direction he went from. During that year, how many times she must have raised her gaze in expectation, each time to have those expectations dashed. Finally, after 1 year, she looks up in that direction inadvertently. And she sees like the sun rising, like the moon on a beautiful 14 full moon night, Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam coming towards her. How happy she must have been. What would have been the joyousness? What would have been the anticipation? She rushes. Come, come. She wanted to show him, give him karguzari of what had happened. She wanted to make his khidmat. Ibrahim al-Islam says, there is no permission for me to get down from the camel. There is only permission for ziyarah. This is Allah's command, then I accept it. She gives him the child. He cuddles, embraces the child. She washes his face, his beard, etc. Makes little bit khidmat. And then he returns back. What must have been the pain that had went through her heart? To some extent, she had resigned herself to the loss of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now he comes for that brief time and then goes away again. This would have exacerbated her pain. But such was the hikmat of Allah. Such was the hikmat and the wisdom of my Allah. Ahnakar labo kusi, ishq hai dil lagi nahi. Seene pe teer kahi ja, aage kadam barahi ja. Yani zaban hal se keh de ke ha satai ja. That ya Allah, whatever you have decided, aslamna. We have handed ourselves over to Allah. No complaint whatsoever. Why did you come for such a short time? It's better you didn't come. No. But swallowed that. Swallowed all those aspirations for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Few more years pass. That manzar and scene and time comes. Time is very limited, very, very briefly. We heard in the Fajr Salah, in the Kalam of my Allah, how this entire moment is encapsulated. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ This child reaches the age of Sa'i. Various opinions. The word Sa'ya literally means running around. Some ulama say 7 years, some say 10 years, some say the age of Bulugh. Some say 13 years, various interpretations. Between 10 or 13 years, an age of understanding, an age of comprehension. Some say 7 years also. Ibrahim alayhi salam sees in a dream, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's dream is command from Allah, that he is passing the knife over the neck of this child. More than 60 years of dua. And then from the birth separated, what must have been the pain? What must have been the attachment? What must have been the love for this child in the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? Allah's command has come. Aslamtu li rabbil alameen. He begins this journey. Ask ourselves. Visualize in our minds that this 1 month journey, how this Nabi of Allah must have undertaken that journey. Carrying the blade with him, carrying the knife with him. Each time Makkah would come closer, each step of that camel in his heart, in his mind, he's visualizing the eventual outcome of this journey, that I have to sacrifice the life of my own flesh and blood. Such a test Allah puts this Nabi through. Finally the time comes, he reaches Makkah Mukarramah. I'm cutting the incident short. Shaitan tries also to dissuade them. There is the history between the three jamarats where the stones were flung by Ibrahim alayhi salam. The crunch point comes in Mina. He addresses his beloved son, Inni ara fil manam anni adbahuk, O my son, I have seen in a dream, Allah has commanded me that I have to slaughter you. Fanzur madha tara. Quran is ajeeb. Fanzur madha tara. What is your opinion? Don't just give me your opinion. Consider. Fanzur. Understand the reality of what I am saying to you. Fanzur. Ponder, reflect, and then give me your response. Fanzur madha tara. What is the reaction? Qala. Ismail alayhi salam said, Ya abati. 1 point. Ya bunayya. Inni. Not my son, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son. O my lakhte jigar. O piece of my liver. O the essence of my life. Ya Bunayya, my beloved. I am seeing myself, I've been commanded to slaughter you. Fanzur madha tara. Ya Abati. This word itself is sufficient. It's ajeeb, it defies logic. Ya Abati is the expression in Arabic a child will use when a child was waiting for some toy or waiting for some gift and you finally give that gift. Ya Abati, joyous, happy. Ya Abati. And then no wow, no thumma, no delay. If'al ma tu'mar. Oh my beloved father, carry out the command of Allah. If'al ma tu'mar. Don't hesitate. Satajiduni, insha'allahu min as-sabirin. You will find me amongst those who will make sabr. Where did this type of answer come from? Where did this type of tarbiyat come from? This is the question we have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers. He did not have the companionship of his father. This tarbiyat came from his mother. Sabak for the ummah till qiyamah. Today we are talking about gender equality. We're talking about this and that. Masturat want to leave the homes. They want to enter into the commercial marketplace. Today mothers are looking in all different directions. So many temptations there. Wallah, my respected brothers, that maqam, that status, that position Allah has given the mother of this ummah. That if it was told to her to move mountains, it will not compare with the zimmedari and responsibility that Allah has given her. She is the one who is going to prepare the garden of Islam of tomorrow. The Junaid Baghdadis and the Rabia Basris of tomorrow will come from the mothers of this ummah. This child had the tarbiyat of his mother. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying to him, the command has come to terminate your life in youth, in infancy. He should have objected, but what does he say? Ya abati, O my beloved father, carry out Allah's command. You will find me amongst those who will make sabr. The riwayat of Ibn Qudama Hanbali rahimahullah illustrates this point that we are making. That Ibrahim alayhi salam says to him, that do you understand what I am going to do? Do you understand what is going to happen? He says, O my father, you will take my life. My life in this world will end. Allah will give me akhirat and jannat. Jannat is better than this dunya. You will pass the knife over my neck. I will lose you. I will lose your mother. I will get Allah. Allah is more greater than you, O my mother. Allah is greater than anything in this world. But this thought has occurred to me. This thought has occurred to me that this will hurt my mother. So he takes his kurta out, gives it to his father, and he says, give this to my mother. So that whenever she thinks about me, she will remember me. Let it not become soiled with my blood. And then he's going on, this little child who has been told your life is to come to an end. This is submission to Allah's command. He says, tie my hands. Tie my feet so that the involuntary movements of my hands and my feet does not dissuade you from carrying out Allah's command. Put my face downwards. This also Quran mentions, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. He was put face down. They both submitted to Allah's command, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, and he was put face down. Why does he say to his father, this child is advising ummatan qanita, that personality whom Quran calls an ummat. Rehbar-e kamil, qaid-e kamil, perfect guide. Yet this child is advising him, turn my face downwards so that by looking into my eyes you are not dissuaded from carrying out Allah's command. 94 or 96 year old father places this young child that was the result of more than 60 years of dua. The hands are tied. The feet are tied. The child is made to face down. 94-year-old father, 96 years old, places his knees on the back of his only child. Places the knife on the neck. This is that moment that time comes to a halt. Malaika are looking. The heavens and the earth are looking. Looks up towards the heavens. And says, oh my Allah. If this command has come from you, because the love of Ismail alayhi salam supplanted your love in my heart, Ya Allah, today I make you a witness. Zabane hal ke tor par he is saying, I am prepared to sacrifice 1,000 Ismails. But Ya Allah, I will never sacrifice you. And Ya Allah, if this command has come from you because you are testing me, I am not worthy of being tested. But oh my Allah, make me successful in this test. Saying this, he places the knife on the neck. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. In the name of Allah, Huwal Awwal, Wal Akhir, Wal Zahir, Wal Batin. Ya Allah, that property I have is yours. You gave it to me, it was your ni'mat, I will make shukr to you. Ya Allah, you take it away from me, it is your test, I will make your sabr. Ya Allah, this life of mine belongs to you. Ya Allah, my entire wujud belongs to you. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati, my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying. Everything is yours. Ponder and reflect, my respected brothers. 7 times she had to go up and down Marwa and Safa, Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa. Why didn't Allah just send the Zamzam immediately? 60 years of dua, then Allah gives him the son. Then to 13 years of separation, and then the command comes past the neck. The animal is sent from Jannah. We know the history. Why didn't it happen first? This is Allah's sunnah. This is Allah's sunnah. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Allah is testing us. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah says, they were tested, you also will be tested. We will make it apparent who is truthful. In South Africa, the fires are burning. In South Africa, the wake-up call has come. For years, our akabirin warned us. They reminded us, give up this life of masiyat. Give up this life of Allah's disobedience. Come on to Allah's command. Some amongst us, their piety, Allah tested them. Over the last few days, we visited people. Their entire livelihoods burned. Some of them couldn't even speak. Some of them said, all I have is the clothing on my back. The kaguzaris have come. But the overriding message from many of them, that shukr to my Allah. This is Allah's test. This is Allah's test. I belong to Allah. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah says, give glad tidings to those who will make sabr. Allah give them jazai khair. Allah reward them. Allah give them ni'mal badal. That Allah who gave it yesterday can give it back tomorrow. My respected brothers, on the one side, that is our dua. The other side, the sabak and lesson. This is Allah's wake-up call. This is Allah's reminder, the clock of our life is ticking. The sabak of this day of qurbani, the sabak of this day of qurbani is not the knife passing over the neck of that animal. It's to take the knife of our haram jazbat. Each time that muazzin calls out the azan, the temptations that are there, to abandon that and come to the masjid. To remove riba from our lives, the lies and cheating from our life, Allah's disobedience, those instruments of haram and shamelessness that have polluted our homes, to give up all that for the sake of Allah. This is the sabak, this is the lesson. That knife was placed over the neck. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar wa nadaynahu. It is said that moment even the malaika cried, the clock of time stopped. But such was the jazba, such was the zeal. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. From the heavens the pukar, the call came that, O Ibrahim, you have succeeded. صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have proven to be the true slave of Allah. Not only Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, this entire family, this qurbani was given, that from that progeny, the pride of Allah's creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the sabak, the lesson, my respected brothers, that a life following desires, a life of Allah's disobedience is only destruction, is only loss. There's no ecstasy, there's no happiness in that. That is a lie, the temptation of shaitan that is around us. A life of ecstasy, a life of happiness is to hand this heart over to Allah. Come out of a life of manchahi, come out of a life of following your desires, and come onto a life of following what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam want. مَا هَذِهِ الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this qurbani? Our beloved master said, سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Turn the clock back. Learn the sabak. Learn the lesson. Halat and conditions will come. This is Allah's wake-up call. This is Allah's reminder. Those that have been tested, as I mentioned, Allah give them the himmat and sabr to withstand this test. The rest of us, my respected brothers, let us take the lesson. Let us take the ibrat. Let us accept Allah's wake-up call. Let us realize that the clock of our life is ticking, and come out of a life of following our desires. Come onto Allah's command. The least, as I mentioned last Jummah, I mention it again, every one of us from the bottom of our heart, on this Mubarak day of Eid, on this Mubarak day of the acceptance of dua, make this niyat and intention that, Ya Allah, we will never abandon the masjid. Say, inshallah, from now till we die, 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid. And go door to door, person to person, and bring this ummat back to Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidah. Alhamdulillah. The Eid Salah will take place now very briefly, just to, my respected brothers, we know brothers are in a hurry. It's a day of Eid, the Qurbani, all that has to take place. So after the khutbah, there will be dua. The dua will not be long. There will be mukhtasar dua. This is the day of the acceptance of dua, but we will not be making a long dua. Brothers should make some sabr. Time is very limited also. We know there are taqazas. Briefly, we'll explain the tartib of the Eid Salah. Each one will make the need.